Hello, and welcome to the Psych and Business Podcast, where we highlight the integration of psychology and psychological principles into the world of business and organizations. I'm your host, Dr. Ernest Wade. Okay, so today we're going to go back to talking about critical skills and characteristics for great leaders. And today our topic is adaptability. You all know I love research, so I went digging and found that the U.S. Army conducted research into adaptability for leaders and found that adaptability is a critical skill for leaders. As I like to start off with definitions, let's start off by defining adaptability. So I like to use the American Psychological Association for definitions, and they define adaptability as the capacity to make appropriate responses to changed or changing situation. Researchers also define it as the effective change in response to an altered situation. So you can see here, consistency within the definitions is basically having an altered situation or a changed situation and the ability to change or adapt in response to that situation. So what we're really talking about here is making a functional change, either cognitive or behavioral, in response to or in anticipation of environmental and sometimes internal factors. Now, there are various dimensions of adaptability. But for this specific instance, we're really going to be focusing on two types for a leader in the workplace. The first one is mental adaptability. And by mental adaptability, we're talking about adjusting your thinking in new situations to overcome barriers and improve effectiveness. So it includes things like handling emergency or crisis situations, dealing effectively with unpredictable or changing work situations, handling work stress, and includes examples like technology advancements, because technology is constantly changing, that as an organization and as a leader, you have to constantly adapt to these new technologies. Organizational restructuring, and even things like global pandemics, i.e. COVID. Then we also have interpersonal adaptability. And by interpersonal adaptability, we're talking about the ability to adjust what you say or do to make interactions with other people run more smoothly and effectively. So this includes things like demonstrating behavioral changes, displaying cultural adaptability, and is especially useful for enhancing things like team dynamics. All of these things need adaptability. The key here is change is required when there is a misalignment between a leader's behavior and the team or organization, resulting in some negative impact on the team, the tasks, or the organization. So in practice, leaders who are adaptable are able to modify or adjust their behavior or thinking in meeting different circumstances or different people. Again, the critical thing here is modifying or adjusting behavior or thinking to meet the different circumstances or to meet the different people. So why is this important for leaders to have? Why is it important for leaders to have adaptability? To be able to adapt to different situations, for leaders to be able to modify their behavior depending on the situation, the people, or the task at hand. Think of COVID. How did your leaders respond? How did you respond? This is such a great example of where adaptability was needed. The new changes that had to be implemented, working from home, working with your kids at home, working in isolation from your coworkers, having to deal with meetings, virtual meetings with your kids running around, and so on and so forth. How adaptable were you, your leaders, and your organization? How long did it take you to make the shift? The leaders, the teams, the organization that were adaptable had the advantage in that they were able to make the shift quickly and carry on their business and their services as much as possible, quicker and faster than those that were not adaptable. Even now, as I'm sure everyone knows and feels and is also supported by research, in today's fast-paced business environment, especially competitive ones, due to advantages in technology, globalization, and the vastly increasing customer and employee expectations have resulted in a constantly and quickly changing business environment that everyone, and I mean everyone, not just leaders, have to adapt to. No one more so than leaders. As a leader, you cannot help your staff, your team, your customers, your organization adapt to these fast-paced changes if you are not adaptable yourself. And if you are not able to adapt, if your team is not able to adapt, your organization is not able to adapt, it will suffer for it. Adaptability can actually be a strategic advantage for those who can do it over those who can't. So what are some of the core qualities needed to be adaptable? Self-efficacy. And this basically refers to your belief in your own abilities. You have to have the belief that you can make the necessary changes in order to adjust to any situation that you're in. Self-regulation. You have to be able to monitor yourself, your environment, progress towards goals, and anything else that might impact your ability to accomplish your tasks. You have to be able to change your frame or your point of reference. You have to be able to see things differently and change your perspective when necessary. Domain-specific expertise. Now, this is really important because you have to know your people. You have to know the activities that they're doing. You have to know the environment that you're working in well enough to be able to understand when changes are coming, appreciate the impact on those coming changes, and think of potential solutions to address those changes. Resiliency. You have to be able to recover quickly from hardship, change, misfortune. And we've talked about resiliency as one of those things that a leader needs to have a critical skill and characteristic before, because it's one of those things that leaders need to really start with. Openness. You have to be open to new ideas and new options if you are going to be an adaptable leader. So how can a leader engage in adaptability? Well, the first thing is that you have to recognize that there is actually a need for change to be adaptable based upon the current or future perceived alteration in the environment before a leader can actually even change their own behavior. So it's awareness. You have to be aware of your environment. You have to be aware of the changes that are ongoing. You have to learn to diagnose the situation, or as we sometimes say, you have to be able to read the room. This requires self-awareness and self-management. Things we've talked about before as essential for leaders to focus on when they're focusing on themselves. So you can see now how all of these things build on each other and are all interconnected. You have to be able to figure out what the best and most appropriate behavior or mental change is that is required to meet the situation to help you be successful. Then you have to engage in that behavior yourself or make the mental adjustment necessary. And then finally, if it's an organizational or team change, you have to be able to work with the team or the organization to bring others along with you. If it's an organizational change, you won't be successful if you do it by yourself. The best teacher is to experience and participate in situations that require you to be adaptable. Leaders should work to increase their flexibility to engage in a wide range of behaviors by seeking things like feedback, trying things like role playing, and most importantly at all, I think, executive coaching. Get an executive coach that can help you understand adaptability and help you improve your adaptability as a leader. So I encourage leaders to work on developing adaptability as a competency. It will benefit you in your leadership and in your general life satisfaction. Research shows adaptability predicts life satisfaction, career satisfaction, and success in managers. Okay, a lot of information. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us again.